talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And right now, as always, we go to the front lines of history in the making. And before we do, we have a new thing here at Devil Radio. We have a bunch of Devil Radio t-shirts. They're free, and I'm going to give out one each of my shows. And today, I'm going to give it out to the third caller. Whoever your third caller is, even if you're not yet on the air, even if you're just in the line, you will get a Devil Radio t-shirt. Look forward to it. Well, let's get right to it. Let's get right to history in the making. And there was a lot of it. There was a lot of it. Let's start, as always, unfortunately, with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the QAnon congresswoman from Georgia, was stripped of her committee assignments yesterday. Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, the Republican leader, for some reason thought it would be a good idea to put Marjorie Taylor Greene on some of the most prestigious committees in the Congress. One of them was the Education and Labor Committee. The other one is the Budget Committee. These are prestigious committees. He thought that would be a good idea, did he? Well, he thought it'd be a great idea because what the heck? She had said that the Sandy Hook murder of first graders gunned down along with teacher and staff trying to protect them qualified or what? The Education Committee? He couldn't have thought that, but he had to understand what kind of a bad signal that would send. And her saying that in Parkland, the shooting of the high school kids, where she denied that and she denied Sandy Hook and said they were false flag operations and said that they were contrived by Democrats opposed to the Second Amendment. So what? You get the Education Committee for that? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Anyway, she was stripped of those assignments, 230 to 199. 11 Republicans crossed over. 11 Republicans crossed over. Voted with the Democrats, slightly more than we had thought would happen. They just couldn't stomach her stuff anymore. And who were those Republicans? I mean, it's kind of interesting, who would do it? Well, here's who would do it. They were largely, absolutely largely, from northern states. You don't see a lot of southern states on there. But here are their names. Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. He also voted to impeach Donald Trump. Brian Fitzpatrick, Democrat from Pennsylvania. Republican from Pennsylvania, John Katko, New York, Fred Upton, Michigan, Chris Jacobs, New York, Young Kim, California, Chris Smith, New Jersey, Maria Salazar, Florida, Mario Diaz-Balart, Florida, Nicole Malliotakis, New York, Carlos Jimenez, Florida, 11 of them. And they're getting pushback. They're patriots. They did the right thing to get rid of her. Absolutely did the right thing to get rid of her. Now, before they got rid of her, she got up and she gave one of the smarmiest, least sincere, weird confessions, desperately trying to hold on to these committee assignments. And I watched it. It was really sad. It was really very, very sad. First of all, she gets up there and it looks like she goes, "I no longer believe in QAnon. I do now believe that 9/11 occurred," because she had denied that a plane went in the Pentagon. She says, "I no longer believe that the shootings in Sandy Hook and Parkland were staged. I believe that they occurred." And she said it reluctantly and just clearly lying. "I believe that David Hogg is a good guy," she said. He's the survivor at Parkland who she stalked, came up behind him when he was about 18 and berated him for any advocacy over Parkland. But she was silent on her calls for the assassination of Nancy Pelosi. She was silent on her calls for the assassination of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And at the very end, you could just see it. You know, she did one of these shticks. I don't know if you saw the musical Cabaret. You know, she gets up there kind of with a cane and a top hat going, on cabaret, on cabaret, on cabaret. You know, it was bizarre. It was culturally chilling. But at the very end, she reverted to form. And she goes, yeah, and QAnon, they're like the media. So basically, she now no longer likes QAnon because she thinks they're what, the media? I mean, it was a terrible, terrible thing. It was sad. You averted your eyes to just kind of look away from her absolute immolation. And they came back and they did the right thing. And 11 Republicans came over. And as a result, it was 230 to 199. And she will roam the halls, stateless and homeless. Stateless and homeless. She will have nothing to do except when they are in session, she can go on the floor. Nobody will talk to her. She has no input on any bill. And the people in her constituents in her district have got to understand that. Put somebody in there who isn't flat out bat feathers crazy. That would be a good start. We're going to go to the lines. Well, we were going to go to the lines. The lines disappeared.
Well, we can go to the lines, Matt. I'm just having a little bit of a trouble screening the calls this morning. So we got a caller, 414 area code, so I can bring them up, but they'll have to introduce who they are because for whatever reason, I cannot bring
up
them on the phone.
Okay. Welcome to the show. Please identify yourself and tell me what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Tom from Hartford. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, Tom. How are you? Thanks for calling in. What's up?
Hi, I guess I'm not the third caller. I'm the first caller.
Well, no, but it was smart of you to do it because we get a queue that lines up and I have my eye on the board. So today you are the first caller, but Monday or Tuesday, you could be the third caller. We're giving away a T-shirt, an excellent T-shirt. So
yeah.
What do you think? What do you think about Marjorie Taylor Greene and the issues?
Well, you know, I am glad to see more goofy people like this in the Republican Party, and it really shows the direction they're going. And I think most people and will see that and see that what they stand for is not a good thing. And I think that's going to help the Democrats in 2 years from now to at least hold on to what they have, if not gain more seats, and we'll hopefully be able to get more good things done for everybody, not just for the extremely wealthy.
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right. I think you hit the nail on the head. And not only that, the, you know, right now, the Republican Party is really starting to split apart. Because if you take a look at the Republican Party, how can a Liz Cheney and a Mitt Romney exist in a party with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz of Florida and Cruz and Hawley? They just can't. They just can't. And Republican donors, yeah, there's some right-wing nuts, but a lot of them are basically businesses, and they want traditional economic conservatism, which translates into giving them what they want and not giving the average person what they want. So, you know, and I don't subscribe to that either, but you can't have violence coexisting with the establishment. You just can't have that. So, Tom, thanks very much for calling in, and I look forward to someday giving you a T-shirt. We're going back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call as always. Happy Friday to you. I have to ask myself and you, it's one thing to have a resurrection in Washington where people actually want to go in and kill congressmen, the squad, and of course, the lady from San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi, they actually wanted to go in and kill him.
Right.
And for whatever reason, our congressional people in this state just kind of poo-poo that. I don't understand what kind of people we're dealing with here. But here's the big thing in this state. I'm putting that aside. And by the way, Scott Walker, don't ever compare me to those people that incited a riot. I walked in Act 10 in 2011. We never went in the Capitol and desecrated the place. You know, Don't ever compare me to those people again.
Right. I mean, you never said you'd murder the speaker. I mean, these comparisons are just absolutely flat out dishonest. They're dishonest comparisons. The Act 10 protests were legitimate, and we got a million signatures to recall Walker. Unfortunately, we didn't get him out, but that was absolutely legitimate, and it ran the gamut. There was no violence threatened. There was no violence threatened or violence at all. And what happened here was they threatened to assassinate. They threatened to assassinate Nancy Pelosi, and they had threatened to assassinate Obama and Hillary. Thanks a lot for the call. Betsy of Madison, you are our third caller. Betsy, you are going to get a T-shirt. And after this call, stay on the line and give Luke your whatever address you want us to send it to. So congratulations, Betsy. What's on your mind today?
You know, I was planning on winning that shirt.
That's very clever, Betsy. You hung back. You hung back like in the Kentucky Derby, and you surged. You surged exactly at the right time today. But for everybody else, there'll be plenty of T-shirts from here on in. Plenty of them, and we're going to alternate the number caller and all that. So, Betsy, what's on your mind today?
Well, first off, it should always be your first caller, Matt. I thank you for the T-shirt. I really am grateful to have the opportunity, but I would like to donate it to Wisco Paul, if I can do that. yeah.
Well, you are very kind. Knowing Wisco Paul, he'd probably win one himself quite a bit going forward, but that's very, very generous of
you.
We
got lots of T-shirts to give away, so we'll be giving away T-shirts to all our dedicated listeners.
Okay. Yeah, Betsy, what's up?
Well, you know, first off, I want to thank you and of course, Crudy and the Devil's Advocates and all of you who are just a shining light for our whole state of Wisconsin and, of course, our great country. And you being a Joe Biden cheerleader from the very beginning, look what a great president he is so far. I mean, I'm just like in awe of all that he has accomplished within the time that he has taken over. And I have to say, you, it's so nice to be able to sleep at night. As far as Marjorie Taylor Greene, she should resign. There's no place for any kind of person like that.
That is exactly right. Betsy, thanks a lot for the call. I'm being dragged off to a break that we have no control over. Thank you for calling and stay in the line to give whatever info you want to Luke. And we're going to take a quick break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
For a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.